So.
All right, call to order, Highland Rural Fire District. Reminder to the public that meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on any matters not included in the agenda? None? Okay. Highland Consent Agenda, anything to pull or do I have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Walt?
Aye.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yep. Can we do number two first?
Sure.
Is that you?
Hi, everybody. Kate O'Brien, president of the Highland Fire Volunteer Association. Sorry I could not be with you guys last meeting. Unfortunately, I was stuck on a wildland fire in Yalton Gateways District. But I heard Anna was able to speak for us and did a good job. Couple things that we have to announce. We've got the Wildland Awareness Barbecue is going to be on June 10th. And then our annual pancake breakfast will be on September 19th. And then I heard you guys had a couple questions about our request from the district for funds for our gym remodel. The items that we're looking to purchase would be a Stairmaster, some dumbbells with a rack, a squat rack with integrated weight storage, and then an adjustable bench. And then our estimated total for that is right around $13,000, and that'd be for all brand new equipment. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys right now.
What time is the Wildland Barbecue?
It will start at 4 o'clock.
Great, thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
Cool, thanks, thank you.
Folks who are online, can you hear us?
I've never been in a meeting where the technology fails before. This is the first.
Be so easy to unmute.
That's why I like to bring pillows.
What's that?
That's why I like to bring pillows. I had it one time, and Microsoft thinks it's a good time for, you know, for the computer to update.
Yeah. So you guys use Teams? Did you
and
see
I
that?
Got a room full of people.
You see the astronaut guys complaining about their Microsoft Outlook didn't work.
I hate Outlook. Yeah. I don't use it anymore at all. For a lot of reasons.
How about now? Can you online hear us?
The microphones are all muted.
Oh yeah, they may not be able to respond.
Yep, actually from Minneapolis, you're live there.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well done, Chief. You still miss people?
There's no one else here, so.
Okay. We'll go back to number one then.
Perfect. Promotion of lieutenants.
Would you all please stand and come to the front?
So for the board and family joining us, we have five firefighters who are promoting to lieutenant this evening. And just as a reminder for everybody that lieutenant is a position that goes from kind of riding the back seat to riding the front seat. They go to the crew leader position, kind of in the company officer role to crew lead. So if you would please, Jones, we'll start with you. If you could just remind the board your name. And how long you've been with us?
Yes, my name's Evan Jones. I'm a resident here at Sourdough Station. I've been with the department for 2 years now.
I'm Zachary Friedock. I'm also a resident here at Sourdough. I've been here for a year and a half.
Ruby Weinberg. I'm also a resident here at Sourdough, and I've been on the department a year and a half.
I'm Jack Vincent. I'm a two-year resident over at Cobb.
Kate O'Brien, resident here at Sourdough. Been here 2 years.
Nice. Right.
Okay, well, Doc Hauser is sick this evening, so you get me, which is even better. So, Mr. Jones.
Congratulations, thank you, sir. Thank you, Chief.
You've been practicing. With the new shirts, he couldn't do that last time. That's okay, you go back to t-shirts.
Don't want to draw blood.
Is that the tradition? Yeah. Where you like stab him?
Yeah. I'm gonna draw some blood. Have a hazmat incident.
Mr. Friedock, congratulations.
Kate, I'm guessing you would like to have guests do yours?
That'd be great.
Okay, I'll do it.
This is here, one shirt that hasn't been...
My bad.
With the flash on. Otherwise, it's going to be a sea of black.
Yo, Jack. Yo. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your hard work to get to this position. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you all very much. Nice work. All right, discussion and decision response to strategic planning services RFP.
Folks online, is anybody going to remain for our meeting, or is everybody here just for promotions?
Is it fascinating as it is? I was here for Jack and Ruby.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. It's awesome. Just us. Okay, well, hopefully everybody had an opportunity to look over that response to our RFP. Anybody have any thoughts? I can share one thought I had. It seems a little pricey for at least in... Hello, Bruno.
Your online fans left.
I know, they were like walking out as I was walking in. I was like,
oh. Okay, let's take care of Kate really quick.
Is there anybody else coming?
No, it's just me.
Okay. Kate, would you remind the board your name and how long you've been with us?
Kate Brownell, been here for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Here we go.
your kid.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. No, congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Go join the others.
I did it, guys.
Okay.
You have one more.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh, let's get your shirt on. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is help. Don't sit down. Brandon, could you remind the board your name and how long you've been with us?
My name's Brandon Helton, and I've been here for just over 2 years.
Nice. And Brandon is a new resident at the Bray House.
Oh, okay.
As of yesterday. All right. Yeah, outside of that, it seems like he addressed our questions that we had submitted to him, but if you look at that item under the price, and I believe the board had requested to not exceed $50,000, if I remember right. So he's proposing two phases of the project. Get down to the spot.
Yeah, note 2-7, page 7.
There we go. Phase 1, he's estimating between $35,000 to $40,000, and phase 2 at $20,000 to $25,000. So we'd be looking, if his estimate around $55,000 at the low end, and upwards around $65,000 on the upper end.
Definitely a lot of money. But,
yeah. Well,
please.
I guess the one couple of points that going along the lines of the expense, especially in the day, because I know I've been taking advantage of it and some of the work I'm doing right now, is the use of AI to generate reports like this. Productivity is going to be leveraged quite a bit with AI if you start feeding in reasonable data. And I'm just thinking that, because I know I've been doing some of this for, I'm a guy who hasn't programmed a computer in over 40 years, and with the help of Claude,
you're a master.
I'm a C++ expert for a short period of time. And I've been using it to generate some manual, SOP manuals for some of the work that we're doing at the university. And again, a guy who's 35 years removed from the university, been going out building stuff and coming back and doing this kind of work. I guess I'm a little bit concerned about the way a company that uses this tool correctly can lever that tool to create a nice, shiny, glossy print for not a lot of time. And they can, sure, there's all this talk about AI and the concerns about hallucinations and stuff, but if you feed good data into it and then you follow up with the right kind of queries and feed more information in, you feed documents, some notes that you take and so on, you can actually create some pretty good final products. And so my concern would be is that we would be spending a lot of money for somebody to create a color glossy. Would there be enough meat and potatoes in that color glossy to advance what we're trying to do with regard to getting a better feel for our current situation, how that would segue into, you know, developing our strategy forward, and how that relates to, you know, specifically the construction of the Ray, new Ray station, and other activities that the department may be involved in. And so, that being said, I think I'd like to really take a careful look at what the output would gain for us, and how much money somebody could be potentially making using tools, AI tools that are getting awfully good, you know, whether it's Claude or ChatGPT or Copilot or Grok, you know, name it, and they're all better at certain things. But you can do an awful lot by feeding in, you know, at giving it the map of Highlight Rural Fire District and adjacent fire districts, and feeding it some other information. You can come up with some pretty nice color glossies, I suspect, without much effort. And my concern is that we'd be paying a lot of money for that type of work. And so I guess that I would recommend that the department really do some due diligence and maybe a little bit more careful thought as to how we're going to lever that into, you know, future decision making based on the results of that study.
I was just talking with my son, who's using AI and is transforming his business in San Francisco. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. With the, like, he doesn't have a back end, mm-hmm. back of office anymore.
Right.
Had a guy in the Philippines for $8 an hour. He's like, don't need him anymore, mm-hmm. just because of AI, which I hadn't thought about in the context of this proposal. When I was rereading this, I thought that the questions we asked were a little old, and my mind has really shifted to where I think we can use help. My focus, as you guys know, is passing a mill levy to get that station upgraded the way we want it. I think that's the most strategically important thing this department can do, both in terms of preserving the volunteer, supported by paid staff model, supporting our customers, all that kind of stuff. So if I were to rewrite those questions again, I would shift the focus of this more to think about, like, essentially help us put together a campaign for that station. I think that's where my mind has shifted. And I don't want to spend money for a glossy product at all. I'm not interested in that. And, you know, we can use our mantra that we've used so many times as date before Mary. It'd be interesting, you know, to pay like a daily rate and say, would you come and sit with us for a day or two and let us ask questions about that strategic planning process and how he might be able to help us with that. It's very hard for me to get a sense from just reading the black ink on the yellow cream colored paper there about the value add. I think this is a place for a human rather than for AI, and we're going to need help with this campaign. I mean, it's last time we did it. When the hell did we do it, Brian, last time?
It passed in 2010.
So 2016.
But that was the third levy.
So it took three tries to get it to pass, yeah. And it's just a bear. You know, like, we're going to need a little subcommittee. You're going to need to reorient a bunch of your time to being a politician and a salesman,
yeah.
Right? And I think we're in a difficult climate in the county for all the reasons we know and understand. So I think if we're going to spend money, my preference would be to get him in here, since he's the only one who responded. Pay a couple of, you know, his lodging and his daily rate, whatever the heck that was, and have a more open-ended conversation about how he might apply his skill set to what I think is the most important thing, getting that mill levy campaign structured. Like, what does that look like? You know, and that's where we can use all sorts of technologies and stuff to help us, but really get us focused. Like, when you're leaving, so you're not going to be here to have the facility with the finances and the numbers that we need. I mean, I certainly am not prepared to do that. I don't think, no disrespect, anyone on the board has your facility with the numbers, Walt. And that's a big deal, because people are going to be like, okay, your mill levy's been going up, So how has that affected your operations, and why can't we just count on the growth to support the operating costs? And I think, as we've talked about, part of this mill levy is going to be an operating mill too, mm-hmm. right? So that's a big deal. So the financial thing to me is really daunting. Mm-hmm. You know, and it used to be we could count on somebody from the county office to come and help us out a little bit. I don't know if they still offer those services. Probably not, right?
It's a little rocky in that office.
Yeah, I don't know if Justine would have.
Yeah, but you know, the nuts and bolts of the finances is, to me, is kind of terrifying. And I mean, we took three tries at that WAC. I remember packed meeting houses with pissed off people. And if you're not fluent and not crisp with your answers, it's a really embarrassing and painful experience. And we just muscled that through 16 years ago, I think. Yeah. I remember, but you know, we got some scars from that.
Yeah.
So that's was my thinking as I was rereading this. You know, I was like, these questions don't really quite resonate to me anymore, and I don't want to go do a whole nother RFP kind of process. But let's get the guy in here so we see if we like him and if he likes us. And you know, that would be what, a couple $1,000, and if we decide no go, then you know, really.
Could I add one suggestion to the line of thinking that you're is maybe even do a kind of a pre-date using taking advantage of Zoom or WebEx
sure.
or whatever we want.
Yeah, 100%. Right. Yeah, no, that of course that we should do that for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Rather than putting them on an airplane and flying. Yeah, right. And if we like that, I mean I'd like to see them in person if that goes well, but you know.
Right.
Yeah, not even date. What's like interview mode before dating is, but whatever.
With the current terminology, yeah.
May I ask the board, would you be interested in talking with like a local marketing campaign or a local marketing company to see what kind of services they could provide?
I think so. I mean, I think like my sense is, I mean, we all have day jobs. I do not have the time to like, you know, spend, I think, 10 hours a week
mm-hmm.
moving to more to really do this. And it is a campaign. Mm-hmm. And we have to be the spokespeople.
Yep.
And you have to be the spokesperson.
Sure.
So I think it's marketing. I think there's big components. There's a marketing component. There's an architectural component because you have to market what it is that we're going to do. There's the finance component. That's not only the operational finances of the department, but the bond issues, the county mill levies. I don't want to try to explain a mill levy. And probably something else. Community outreach, which you're already doing, but like doubling down on that.
Yeah.
And like, so what I think we need to do is have somebody come and help us put together the plan. Like, mm-hmm. what is the plan? We're 24 months out or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Month by month, it's like, okay, Pete, you have to go to the Highlight Foothills Homeowners with Brian. And then Justin has to go to Triple Tree. And then Ken's got to go, you know what I mean?
Because mm-hmm.
they're going to want to see us, I would expect. So it's going to be a big, big, heavy push. And I think, again, just to repeat myself, it's the most important thing we can do in the next few years to get really set the operation up for, you know, the highest potential success in maintaining the business model. I saw in your TSER report, you're talking about, you know, paid ambulance, right? I mean, mm-hmm. there's just constant creep.
Yeah.
Constant creep, and mm-hmm. it just makes me sad because the world's different than when I got on the board in 1999, you know? But I mean, look at all these fantastic young people and the value that they're providing. Like, that's another thing. It's like, someone's got to calculate all the hours they put in for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then what does that look like if it was paid people, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, I mean, it's a lot of work. You can't do it yourself. And I'm just afraid we as a board are not going to be all that helpful. Not because we don't want to be, of course, but because we're busy. So I think everything's on the table.
Yeah, and the only reason I mentioned the local marketing company, so the company that made the first posters offered that service to us if we wanted to explore it. For some separate reasons, I think we should find a different company. But it's something Gallatin County has used as looking, utilizing a local marketing
company. And PR.
Yeah.
You know, like we got to pump stories in the Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we're feeding to them, so.
Yeah.
One thing we kind of maybe do is kind of separate some of the tasks to some extent. And I guess along the lines of the architectural component that we will have a set of plans that we can work with now with the concept. It's been
That's done.
Paid for, right?
Yep.
And so we have that we could work off of. We may modify it along the lines of, you know, we discussed maybe going into it partway, you know, looking at our residence component before we build the other part. Mm-hmm. And so that can be part of the discussion. But we do have some of that in place. The other thing I would suggest that we consider too is I'm trying to think of her name, the person from D.A. Davidson.
Yes.
Who does a lot of the public financing stuff, Bridget. I felt as though she was excellent. And if she's willing to kind of help us with some of the funding, and she has a pretty good understanding of the tax implications and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she is amenable to the idea, I mean, she can play a role, I think, in this whole discussion, and contribute pretty well. Maybe take some of the burden off of, if Justine were available to do some work with us, in the form of a presentation, or at least put together kind of some footnotes, or cliff notes of what, you know, kind of some guidelines and tax numbers and so on.
Justine's no longer at the county.
Oh,
they have a new treasurer, but it's not Justine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So the person that's been sending out, she's still the same, sending out the form, right? The email that I got that had the county.
I didn't get an email for the.
For the preliminary.
I thought you were on the list.
Well, I'm on the list.
You're on. Apparently not on that list.
Yeah. I know I put admin on there a couple times.
I just assumed that.
Did we just get it?
It came just a couple days ago. And I will send it to you guys right now. Brenda Stat.
What do you think, Cheryl?
It's the same, yeah.
About our conversations about this campaign. You think it's about right, the way we're thinking about it? It's a big lift?
It's absolutely a big lift.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, with the community, everybody is uber alert when it comes to money. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't take us 3 whacks again to get it passed. And with this one expiring in 2028, the timing is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get the message out that this isn't going to change anything,
mm-hmm.
it's just a segue into more money, you know, different monies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you would say that, but I think that's a huge plus for us that we were responsible enough with this. We accomplished a lot. And what we need to do going forward isn't going to affect, shouldn't affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but no matter what, I mean, what were we at here to $3 million and now we need $1 million?
The concept design came in at $15 million.
Yeah. So if we, you know, when we talked about this before, it was, you know, is it better to do something at Cottonwood? Is it better to do something at Ray? You know, like, you know, where are we looking at with what's being built? All these new things down here that are being built, you know, where. And so, I mean, I don't know if, is there a county planning board, how there's a city planning board, like, that can see all the new things that are coming? Is this going to be a bunch of homes going right here, or is this staying farmland, or?
Well, there's county planning, and there's a county planning board. I mean, you could look at the zoning, what is zoned, yeah. And...
That's what you would hire a consultant like this to do, is to run all that down, for
and,
sure.
Yeah.
And also, You know, so we ticked off the components: marketing, PR, finance, bond expertise. There's also a value in having that third-party validator, somebody like this, who can talk to, so it's not us saying, here's the reality of the cost escalation, and here's what your board has done really well over the last 5, 10 years of this bond, right? And here are the numbers nationally. So somebody who can make that presentation to put this in context for people, because I think that's really important. There's no context. It'll just be, I thought you guys were just a little rural volunteer fire department and everybody was showing up in their pickup trucks and blah, 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 right? Because as we know from hard experience, our residents really don't know very much about us. And so that's another part of the puzzle that, you know, when you think about the blocks you want to have in place. And Brian can't do it all. There's just no way.
I just feel like there has to be something local compared to hiring these guys from
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, right? So, like, even if we're spending, like, I don't know, there's got to be someone that can look at it around here that we're not paying for all this stuff, paying for room and board, paying for flights. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, nobody responded. We could ask, you know, I reached out to Ravisky about it, and, you know, he'd be great if he were retired, but, you know, he's not. So, I don't know, I mean, maybe you know somebody in your contacts or whatever, but...
I mean, the fire chief of Red Lodge would be a good person to talk to, because they did a pretty significant campaign to get an EMS levy passed in Cascade County, and were successful with that. I can certainly reach out any local government that's been able to get anything passed in the last couple of years with the tax fatigue is obviously did something right.
Yeah.
GA.
I got it.
What say you, Mr. Biederman?
Yes, I guess. Well, we were gone when it came in.
When I first became a trustee, I went to the...
I wasn't on that email.
Montana
Fire Council.
Yeah.
Brenda worked meeting. For Justine. But
they had somebody show up.
She wasn't.
It was an organ company. Make a presentation. And they touted that, you know, they're like 90% successful on the first go of getting it approved. And they did the marketing and the research and stuff like you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They did that. I sent everybody a copy of that. I PDF'd it and sent a copy, but I don't know where the heck it is. I've got to find it.
Do you remember what he's talking about?
Yeah.
He said he went to a Montana Fire Trustees meeting and there was a company
he didn't go with. It was
that said they do this, the levy campaign, sort of soup to nuts. And he sent us around a PDF. Is it any way to be in your file or anything?
Doesn't ring a bell, but I should probably go back and look. Was it a couple of years ago?
No, it was when I first got on the board, so it was like...
6 years ago?
Yeah, four or five years ago.
Okay. I can go back and look at agendas.
I know I PDF'd it, sent it to everybody. And, you know, I was kind of a believer in it, because one... Hopefully, they would make the... We're going to make a bunch of mistakes that they're not supposedly wouldn't make. And, you know, in the marketing and the everything that has to do with it. What to do, what not to do. Frustrated, I can't find it.
You know, when we talk about cost and expense, which, of course, we always need to be sensitive to, you know, putting together a campaign with different contractors or one contractor obviously is going to be expensive. You know, and that's just something we should keep in mind. You know, I can't imagine a company like that out of Oregon would be much under six figures for a comprehensive mill levy campaign. Right? I mean,
yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. So. But I mean, it'd be good to know like what we're looking at, what we're talking about early. So, you know, I'd be happy to look at that. I'd be happy if you could run a local trap line. I think a Zoom call with this guy is totally justified.
Yeah.
And just to say, what do you think? What are the components? He may say, well, it's A, B, C, D, and E. We've done this 8 different times or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just think if we try to do it ourselves, we're going to fail. Not because we're not smart or dedicated. It's just we don't have the time and resources.
Yeah, just run out of bandwidth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Run out of bandwidth.
Yeah, exactly. I will also tell you, I mean, I don't think this is new for this district, but I think it's gotten exemplified to get people engaged, especially specifically to this district, is extremely difficult. That
remember, I mean, everybody, bless her soul.
Oh yeah.
CDs, flyers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've had such an influx of people in the last 5 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even sure they know where we are, the fire department. They may think that the city of Bozeman's providing.
I bet you if you ran through Green Hills, you'd find 60% had no idea we're in the Highlight Fire District.
Yeah,
so it's a big deal.
Do we want to do a motion to address this with direction for further research?
I'd make a motion to reach out to Mr. Help me, Walt.
He is Douglas Forsman.
Forsman, Mr. Forsman, and invite him to a Zoom call, for which we'd be happy to pay his hourly rate. He may just say, I'll comp you, because that's part of doing business. And we could put together an agenda for that call, you know, to help him focus things, rather than just showing up and all that kind of stuff. And I don't think we need anything more than that. If we decide we wanted to move forward, then we could make another motion at that meeting. I think Brian, if you can think about, you know, maybe let's just do this guy first and see where we go from there.
Okay.
But I think your ideas about marketing and PR were good ones. So.
Yes, yeah, so I. Motion to approve. Motion to have staff make contact with Mr. Forsman to initiate a Zoom call to explore the possibility of further conversations.
Second.
Okay. Walt?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Well, I found the name of the company, but I don't have their presentation here.
Brilliant. Okay, send that right to the important people who keep track of these things.
All right, replacement or raise?
Not me.
Send it to Cheryl.
Okay.
Yeah, send it to Admin.
Anything
new? There's nothing much new. It's kind of pending this project a little bit. Still trying to work with HOA groups that I can. We have a couple of community events coming up that we've invited HOAs to, so hopefully we'll get some turnout at those. We will kind of keep the information flowing on this project.
How are you feeling about it, Brian?
I will say, I mean, the interactions I've had with the public up to this point, which is a few HOAs and then people at the breakfast, has been positive. There's no doubt that there's a need. I mean, that's one of the benefit things. If anybody knows what that Ray Fire Station is, it's a no-brainer in a way. Now, I don't know. They're not obviously looking at a ballot, but had very positive reaction from Triple Tree when I was there and talked to them. I will say the one group I haven't cracked into yet is the Woodland Parks in Falcon Hollow, those high-density subdivisions that are immediately at Ray Station. That is where I would really like to get into, because those are the people that it's going to immediately affect the most. It's just difficult because their HOA is kind of concealed underneath property management companies, and it's hard to get the information to the HOA. because I'm going through a property management company. But I will say, I mean, I think it's very easy to justify the need for the fire station. And especially when you tie in the volunteer firefighter housing into it. I mean, we are selling a really good product. I think that there certainly is going to be, there is that tax fatigue in the area. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I've never really had a good idea. I don't know that county finance or the treasury could tell us what percentage of homes in our area are second or third homes. But obviously they have now fallen under a new taxing structure. And just knowing other local governments in the area that this affects are getting very negative feedback of approving anything because now I'm getting double taxed. And but I don't know, I don't have a good gauge of how that is affecting our district.
Mm-hmm. Question, so our $3 million that we have right now was like, $200 charged to you for every, what did it say, 300 grand housing value or something. So is there a certain amount of time that the mill levy is always, or can we get a longer loan to make it cheaper? Like, can you do a 15-year, like, is that making sense? So if we want $15 or $18 million, can we do $18 million over 20 years instead of a 10-year payback? Or
yeah, there'd be a question for D.A. Davidson to see what bond options are out there. I mean, this station was on a 15-year.
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't know if you could do 20 or whatever the heck there
I think
was.
There was longer. I'm not sure how far out.
But just to make the amount lower.
And who knows what's going to happen with the interest rate in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really tricky.
Yeah, okay. Fire chief's report?
Yes, let me get that real quick.
Thank you.
I don't know what I found.
What's the name of the company?
Liz Loomis, Public Affairs.
Liz Loomis?
Yeah, from Washington.
So in my fire chief's report, we had 75 calls last month. Our roster is sitting at 47 members. The Spring Academy folks are now onboarded and going through the academy. Not much has changed in volunteer command. We are trying. That's the best way I can put it. Evan Jones, who we promoted tonight to lieutenant, is in the final selection of a possible position with the Red, White, and Blue Fire District out of Colorado. And he was one of our candidates for the captain position.
This is a familiar story.
Right. we know Jake Krieger. We're working him through the process, but he's only going to be here till December. We know that. He graduates and is immediately planning on leaving the area. So we are trying, and we're working people through the process. It's hard to see the sunshine in a way that, it's kind of pressing on the staff, mainly Chris and Mac, that, they're pouring a lot of time into these people and for very short return, which I also have to remind them that's the business of this fire district. That's nothing new, that we train a lot of firefighters who are only here for a short amount of time. But it is an ongoing issue. Jack Vincent, Ruby Weinberg, Jake Krieger, Evan Jones, and Anna French are all far enough along in the practice. Mac has been working at them for about a month now. That they are now on what we call shadowing. So basically myself, Chris, Mac, or Colin is running command along with them, where we essentially just watch them and kind of train them through the calls as we go. it's also tricky. Like, we're not super busy. Like, these guys do shadowing for 12 hours overnight, and we don't get any calls. So it's a little challenge there, too. But we are still working on it. Obviously, we're now getting the benefit of the shift captain with Allie. She's doing the two nights, and with the restructuring with Meta and Chris Leeper's position, they are each covering a night as well. So right now we're running four nights with paid staff, and then mixing these other individuals with myself, Chris, Colin, and Mac on the other three nights, trying to get them up to speed. Sourdough Station is back full again. We only have two at Cottonwood right now, and the Ray House is back full again. And it's gonna, there's gonna be some fluctuation as we go into spring and into summer. Some people are getting summer jobs, so, and then the academy will finish up, so we might drop a little bit and then we'll come back up. Shifts are going as they have been all spring. Training still going on as normal. It has, as I mentioned before, I mean, we've had an odd spring. We've run some pretty large wildland fires already this spring, and that kind of has continued. March 18th, we ran one for Gallatin Gateway, and then Fort Ellis, we ran one on April 11th. We are, as you can all tell, finally creeping into green up. So that is good to see. It's just seasonal outlook this summer. We'll see how long it lasts. It does not look pretty. But those seasonal outlooks, you can take what, how much you trust the weather or the weather prediction. But they're predicting a above average fire season for July, August through September. The real concern with that as well is the West in general is expecting a very above active fire season through Colorado, Utah, and Oregon. So there's some concern of availability of resources. It's probably a safe assumption. It's probably going to be a smoky summer, whether it's here or coming from someplace else. We ran a couple of structure fires as well, Central Valley, two of them. And then last night we did run a structure fire in our district on Johnson Road. We had, I will say, an absolutely incredible turnout. We turned out 18 volunteers for it, which staffed all four of our engines, two of our water tenders, our support truck, one ambulance, and three command vehicles. We did get our out-of-way partners, but we had so many people in our trucks that we really didn't need them, or not all of them. The EMS steering group is going along. JJ's, I believe, still been participating in that. And I did put in there, we probably need to put an agenda item for next month. It's getting to the point where, it's going to be something else, that this is going to go on the ballot, for people to consider for this EMS district. Through the conversations, is highlight has been kind of one of the, so it's basically highlight Central Valley and the city of Bozeman who are going to operate our ambulances. We just have to decide kind of as an organization if we want to continue the ambulance program as volunteer or if we want to look at moving it to a paid resource. It's obviously when it goes to the voters to approve the funding of the EMS district, that is if we elect to do paid staff, that's where the money for that paid staff would come from, is from that EMS district. But I think it's a conversation we need to have, that I think there's pros and cons to both sides of it. And like I said, we'll try to get it on the agenda for next month. Chris and I are still active in the state, county, and fire council. Thankfully, no injuries to report. Ambulance 61 was out of service for a couple of days last fall when we had, all of a sudden, it seems like we're highly prone to windstorms in this valley that we never used to have. But the wind caught the door and bent it, so it had to go to the body shop to get some new hinges put on it. But it is back in service.
was just saying the check question, quick question for you on the 25 smoke, puffing noise and smoke and cold on the 25 Pierce, the E62. There was just a comment on, I just happened to be looking at it on best rate.
Is it preventative maintenance or for?
Just they weren't able to replicate it in the shop. Within the second page.
I will double check with Colin. It looks like they did a 500-hour service as well.
Right.
But I'm not sure. It doesn't have any amount on the line item, so.
Yeah, well, they said they weren't able to replicate it. I was just wondering if you had the scoop was on that.
Yeah, but that should be a warranty issue.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'll check with Colin on that.
Last month, before we go a little further, but last month we asked how much money they wanted to spend on that gym equipment. It seemed like maybe we were interested in trying to help them out. So I don't know at what level or what you guys' thoughts of that when we went back there and looked at their stuff. What do you guys want to do with that 13 grand?
I'll just tell the board we are above our line item budget for facilities at this point. Okay. For the fiscal year.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that, but whether that needs to be a next board meeting topic or not, but everybody was kind of interested in trying to help out the fire department, the volunteers with their gym.
So rephrase your question. I was looking at my phone at that public relations firm, which we should reach out to, by the way. The one that he just sent you.
Kate.
Liz Loomis.
Not Liz Loomis.
Mm-hmm. That we're over on that one.
Yeah, we should reach out to them. Just, see, I mean, they do freaking pages of fire districts. Holy cow.
She seemed to indicate that that was their specialty. And
sorry, I digress. So what were you asking?
$13,000 for new gym equipment.
Wow.
But yeah. In the context, too, I think what Brian, if you look at the P&L for facilities, yeah, we're at 121%.
Mm-hmm.
And safety equipment, 148%. Just, yeah.
And that safety equipment, it's because of that grant. Yeah.
Hasn't.
Well, we've gotten the money for it. It just shows we spent a lot of money in there, but the grant money has came in.
Uh-huh.
So it's technically, there's $47,000 that essentially is zeroed out.
Should get offset. Yeah. But it is a little bit concerning. So we do have to think about that a little bit, the facilities, because that would go under a facilities expenditure then.
Maybe you want to make that an agenda item for next week?
Yeah, it's just whether or not you guys want to push it to an agenda, or even if we, it's up to you guys.
I'd like to put some money towards it, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably should be an agenda item.
Yeah. Or were they planning to do some independent fundraising for it, or were they looking for?
They do. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I haven't gotten into a conversation with them, but they also have some money themselves.
I don't know what level it has to be a vote. I didn't know whether or not we could talk about it. You know, maybe they have half of it and we gave them half of it.
That's what I was thinking. We have just something.
You know,
it's all in the budget. It's totally fungible.
I just appreciate what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to talk about it because he brought it up because we were all curious last time what money they were looking for. You know, I mean, do we have $6,000 or something that we don't have to vote on it, but give direction of what we like? Or, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they pay the other half. I don't know where they're sitting.
I guess from my perspective, it probably shouldn't be, I would think it should be a board discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not capital. Multiple items will add up over that $5,000 threshold, but whatever you guys would like to do.
Well, if we want to make an agenda item, which is fine, why don't we just say you know, contribute half of the cost of the gym. Is that what we're thinking? I think that's...
You want to push it to a month? I don't know when they wanted to do it. You have $5,000 that we don't have to have a discussion and a decision, right?
Yes.
I don't think it needs to be an agenda item, but I'll defer to others on the board. If you feel like it needs to be, then that's fine. I think it's within the budget. It's fungible. We can move it around.
What's your thoughts?
Well, I guess, I don't know, Chief, do you feel comfortable
with the amount?
Yeah, and this type of expenditure.
Yeah, I mean, we could put it into under incentives. I mean, technically, we're still under budget on that line item. I've just really been harping on the staff as in the last couple of months to try to control our spending because we are exceeding certain line items. But I'd like to sit down with Kate and look at what his proposal actually looks like.
Yeah, it may not hurt to look at the what type of equipment
sounds good looking.
I don't think it would hurt.
I think the message is the board would like to be helpful.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, if you want to look at it, see what they want to do. I mean, even if it's like, all right, you want to buy all these things, maybe we buy one or two of them this year, and maybe, you know, we start doing something to...
Like a wedding registry.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just something. Just something I got sitting there before we close that.
I add a couple of things that I forgot to include?
Sure.
April 28th is a Tuesday coming up. We are hosting, along with Gallatin County Emergency Management, it's at 6 p.m. It's a wildfire readiness workshop for homeowners. And we've invited our contacts of HOAs. But it's basically to talk about fuels reduction and home ignition zone. So we've done some pretty good social media, sent out flyers, so hopefully that will produce some turnout. And then we're looking at May 21st, possibly doing an event with the American Red Cross again in the evening, which is a Thursday, just kind of general community preparedness of everything from windstorms to winter storms to structure fires. Since we're kind of hitting the wildfire with our first workshop, we're trying to kind of not cover that in the second one. But two events coming up.
Okay. Just stepping back one second, how important is timeliness? Is a month going to make a difference on the gym equipment?
No.
Then, yeah, I think.
Maybe. I think it's just a wish list for them. I don't think there's any urgency behind it.
Trustee activities. Next meeting.
What's next meeting is May, right?
May 19th. Third Tuesday.
We have to do it before. What is the date?
Is that your last meeting, or is this your last meeting?
Well, technically, this is my last meeting because the next meeting is post-election.
Right, we'll swear Bob in, but you should probably attend.
I'll attend. Oh, for sure, I'll attend. But I don't know that I'm technically a voting member at that point.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Forms have to be completed by May 22nd.
Yeah. May 22nd?
Yeah.
Which is norm.
Yeah. Yeah, so as long as the meeting's ahead of that.
We haven't talked about the statue for Walt that we're going to put right up there.
So good with May 19th?
This will become the Walt's
like Bob Nora in front of the Boston Garden
eating room.
Hopefully not a memorial. I'll just ride off into the sunset.
Chuck Quinn's got one in the public safety building. Yeah. We got to put a name in here sometime.
That's okay. I'm good with riding into the sunset.
All right, we're closing the public meeting and opening executive session.